It happened. EA was bought out by Saudi Arabia in a $55 billion deal. If you're not aware or caught up on the news of what the Saudi Arabian government is doing, expanding so quickly and aggressively into the games and entertainment space, here's a full comprehensive breakdown. Saudi Arabia's Sovereign Wealth Fund, the Public Investment Fund, or the PIF, formed a consortium or association with Affinity Partners and Silver Lake. Silver Lake is an American global technology investment firm focused on tech. Affinity Partners was founded by Jared Kushner, Trump's son-in-law, in 2021, and has investments from funds in Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and the United Arab Emirates. The PIF is a $1 trillion Saudi venture that has been one of the largest sovereign wealth funds in the world. This wealth fund is controlled by Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, Saudi Arabia's ruler since 2015. The PIF was founded back in 1971 by King Faisal bin Abdulaziz Al Saud with the intent of providing financial support for projects that would aid the national economy. For most of the time the PIF was active, it mostly stayed within the country. Then, in July 2014, the Council of Ministers gave the PIF the authority to fund new companies outside Saudi Arabia. The PIF was then turned over from the Ministry of Finance to the Council of Economic and Development Affairs, and the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman took over as the head chair. This new PIF initiative is directly aligned with the Saudi Vision 2030 project, which aims to solidify Saudi Arabia as a global investment leader and diversify the Saudi economy. Saudi Vision 2013 launched in 2016 in efforts to move the Saudi dependence on oil revenue to the taxes, fees, and income the Sovereign Wealth Fund would generate. The three objectives of this project are a vibrant society. Vision 2030 is creating a vibrant society in which all citizens can thrive and pursue their passions. A strong social infrastructure is underpinned by a society that values cultural traditions, national pride, and modern amenities, all while embodying the spirit of modern Islam and providing effective social services. Secondly, a thriving economy. Vision 2030 creates a thriving economy where everyone has the opportunity to succeed. By providing a supportive business environment for businesses of all sizes and investing in education to prepare for the jobs of the future, Saudi Arabia is creating an exciting and prosperous future for all. And thirdly, an ambitious nation. Vision 2030 creates an ambitious nation committed to efficiency and accountability at all levels, including building a government that is effective, transparent, accountable, empowering, and high-performing. Even though Saudi Arabia wants to move away from oil dependence, it was still reported in 2022 that the country still relies pretty heavily on oil revenue, which is about 40% of their gross domestic product and 75% of their fiscal revenue. In 2024, investigations in a documentary Kingdom Uncovered inside Saudi Arabia showed that over 21,000 workers had died on jobs related to Saudi Vision 2030. According to the Hindustan Times, reports showed that an additional 100,000 people disappeared during the construction of NEOM, a new city in Saudi Arabia that was set to be a 106-mile-long city. If you remember, NEOM was that one super sci-fi-esque city imagined in the Saudi Arabian desert with The Line, a mirrored, linear megacity that looked straight out of a movie. The cost of NEOM is expected to be $1.5 trillion, half of which is supposed to be covered by the PIF. NEOM is supposed to have 10 regions ready to go by 2030, but unsurprisingly, construction plans for this megacity have been dialed back. The Line now is just a 1.5-mile-long city and will house 300,000 residents as opposed to the original proposed 1.5 million. This is just one of the projects listed under the Saudi Vision 2030 that have been under heavy scrutiny worldwide. There's so much more I can go into with specific projects and controversies, but I can make that a whole other video if you want. But for the record, here are some of the major companies that the PIF has taken a stake in efforts for Saudi Vision 2030. Uber, 5% for $3.5 billion. Capcom and Nexon, both 5% for $1 billion. Live Nation, 5.7% for $500 million. Boeing with a $713.7 million stake. Meta with a $522 million stake. Citigroup with a $522 million stake as well. Disney with a $495.8 million stake, Bank of America for $487.6 million stakes, Take-Two Interactive, Activision Blizzard, Nintendo, which the PIF owns 5% of, Embracer Group with an 8% stake. The latest involvement from the country has been heavily reaching into entertainment and gaming, which lands us back to where we are now with EA being bought out. EA had previously just been a stake value to the PIF in 2021, along with Take-Two Interactive and Activision Blizzard. Now, EA has been purchased by Silver Lake, Affinity Partners, and the PIF for a buyout of $55 billion US dollars, which is about 20% over EA's recent market value. So why EA? Well, really, it's not just EA. Gaming has been a hugely profitable industry and form of entertainment. According to Statista, the global video game industry's revenue in 2024 was estimated at almost $455 billion US dollars. Mobile gaming generated an estimated $98.7 billion. In 2023, the United States held the largest video game market according to its annual revenue, which was around $46.7 billion US dollars and had 209 million players, according to the market research firm Newzoo. So it's not surprising that the Saudi government wanted to get into gaming as part of their efforts to expand out of oil revenue with their Saudi Vision 2030 program. The Saudi PIF actually formed Savvy Games Group as their video game investment, development, publishing, and esports company. In 2022, Savvy Games Group announced their plans to invest $37.8 billion into the games industry, with $13.3 billion set aside for the acquisition and expansion of major developers and publishers as partners. So here's a breakdown of the gaming companies they have acquired or bought shares in. Savvy Games bought Scopely, the Monopoly Go creator, back in 2023 for $4.9 billion. Then Niantic was bought by Scopely, now under Savvy Games, for $3.5 billion this year. The PIF acquired a 96% stake in the publisher SNK, known for Fatal Fury, and additionally, the PIF became the biggest outside stakeholder of Nintendo in 2023 with an 8.26% investment. The PIF acquired 14 million shares of Activision Blizzard in 2021, a 5% stake in Capcom in 2022, a 5% stake in Nexon, and now owns nearly 8% of Embracer Group's capital since 2022. Savvy Games Group has also acquired ESL Facer Group in Cologne, Germany back in 2022 and invested $235 million into Hero Esports, a Chinese esports company. The Saudi government also funds the Esports World Cup, which is held in Riyadh every year. Additionally, the Esports Awards were bought in a three-year partnership with the Esports World Cup in 2024 and now present live from Riyadh. Just in case you wanted to know who is officially working with the Esports World Cup, Sony and Amazon are official strategic partners, while Lenovo Legion, Hilton, and Pepsi are the main partners, and the event suppliers are MasterCard and Secret Lab. Saudi Arabia clearly has reached fairly deep into the video games network with major shares in major companies. So why EA? Even though EA has had a lot of bad press and lost faith with their players, EA is still one of the biggest major publishers and developers in the industry. EA Sports games like FC, Madden, and PGA sell incredibly well yearly, and Battlefield is a major franchise that continues to stay on top of FPS charts. Not to mention the other side of EA's roster, including Command & Conquer, Dragon Age, Dead Space, Mass Effect, Need for Speed, The Sims, Skate, Star Wars, Titanfall, and Apex Legends. By the way, you know we're never getting Titanfall 3 now, right? And even if we did, it would not be what it was before. It would just be a shell of itself. EA Sports gains so much revenue year after year, especially with the release of EA Sports FC after FIFA's partnership with EA came to an end in 2022. But even with EA losing the FIFA name, EA published their earnings report in May 2025, stating that EA's American football franchise alone reached over $1 billion in net bookings, and in EA Sports FC, player monetization was up double digits. I'm not shocked that their player spending was up, since EA Sports FC has some of the worst monetization pricing I've ever seen. You unlock players based on card packs you purchase in-game. You can use the earnable in-game points called Ultimate Team Coins, or you can use FC Points, the premium currency bought with real money, to unlock card packs or items in-game. There's also now a battle pass system in this game that in Season 7 of FC 25 was sold for 1,000 FC points, or approximately $10 USD, or, if you don't want to spend money, 500,000 UT coins. For some context, playing a match in FC 25 will get you about 500 coins. You can earn more depending on your weekly modes and challenges, but you can see how long it would take to earn UT coins. The Battle Pass system is an additional layer of monetization that's driven players mad, because the FC games are also priced at $70 just to own and play. EA also owns BioWare, Criterion Games, DICE, Motive Studio, and Respawn Entertainment, five talented developers who have made quality games for the publisher. According to Statista, EA is earning more than $7.56 billion US dollars of annual revenues and a net income of $1.12 billion US dollars for the fiscal year 2025. So even if you're not happy with the direction EA has been taking with your favorite games, it doesn't matter, since they continue to make money. And this is exactly the reason why Saudi Arabia has taken an interest. Acquiring EA is a huge power move by the Saudi PIF, and it's a huge push for their continued sports washing. Sports washing is a term used for a government, organization, or even individuals who use sports to improve their public image through distractions, like sports, hosting major sporting events, or even sponsoring those events to appear more favorable to the public. This term doesn't directly one-to-one relate to gaming, but it still works in the same context. Saudi Arabia has been using their reach into sports, entertainment, and now games as a way to overshadow the fact that the country has been violating human rights for years through heavy oppression and censorship. Saudi Arabia is one of the world's top countries with the most executions to date. Human Rights Watch, a nonprofit watchdog group, reported that at least 241 people have been executed as of August 5th, 2025. Most of these executions were for non-lethal crimes, most notably for political dissent. The most famous case that sparked worldwide concerns back in 2018 was the case of Jamal Khashoggi. Khashoggi was a prominent Saudi journalist based in the US who covered major stories in world news. Khashoggi was close to the Saudi royal family and had served as an advisor until he went into self-imposed exile in 2017. He wrote for the Washington Post and criticized the policies of Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, the now de facto ruler. Khashoggi then visited the Saudi consulate in Istanbul back in 2018 to confirm his divorce via paperwork so he could marry his then fiance. He was told to return on another date in October, and he did so, not thinking anything would happen while he was in Istanbul. But he never returned. For 2 weeks after Khashoggi was supposed to pick up his divorce documents, the Saudi Arabian government denied any knowledge of Khashoggi. Prince Mohammed even told Bloomberg News that the journalist had left the consulate after a few minutes or 1 hour and said, "We have nothing to hide." But of course, that wasn't the truth. In November, a Saudi Arabian public prosecutor said the murder was ordered by the head of negotiations team sent to Istanbul to bring the journalist back by means of persuasion or by force. We now know that he was killed and his body dismembered and disposed of. The CIA conducted an investigation and came to the conclusion that the Saudi crown prince ordered the assassination of Khashoggi through multiple sources of intelligence, one of which included a phone call that the prince's brother had with Khashoggi. The journalist had been told that he would be safe to retrieve his documents. A listening device that Turks placed inside the Saudi consulate also provided the CIA with the evidence that Khashoggi was killed within moments of entering the building. The Saudi consul general was heard expressing disgust that Khashoggi's body now needed to be disposed of and the facility cleaned of any evidence. This assassination sparked conversations on Saudi Arabia's government worldwide, but it hasn't stopped the government from continuing to execute people. The Saudi government sentenced Mohammed Al-Ghamdi, a retired teacher, to death over his tweets, retweets, and YouTube activity as evidence of dissent against the royal family. His specific sentence was then commuted to 30 years in prison since. In August this year, 15 people who were mostly foreigners were sentenced to death for drug offenses. In that same month, Jalal Labad was executed for crimes he allegedly committed when he was under 18 years old. The crimes? Attending protests in 2011 against the treatment of Saudi Arabia's minorities and attending funerals of those who were killed by Saudi security forces. Another crime that can land you in prison or receiving the death sentence is by being a member of the LGBTQIA community. Same-sex, sexual activity, and transgender status are considered crimes punishable by flogging, fines, deportation, long prison sentences, or death. There are no rights or legal protections for LGBTQIA-identifying people in Saudi Arabia. Women are also incredibly oppressed in the country, but don't worry, they were just given their rights to drive in Saudi Arabia for the first time in 2018. In that same year, women were allowed to apply for a passport at 21 years of age and go to Mecca without a male relative as long as they were traveling with other women. In 2019, women over 21 were permitted to access healthcare, education, state services, get a job, or even make their own decisions about pregnancy without a male guardian's approval. However, a guardian's approval is still needed to allow a woman to get married or divorced. Also, a male guardian's accusations of disobedience can lead to a woman losing her freedom, or whatever counts as freedom there. Saudi Arabia buying EA and gaining the approval of gamers through events like the Esports World Cup is a ploy to reconstruct their image as an oppressive empire. The net profit is a benefit, especially since Saudi oil revenue is now in a decline. With this buyout, EA is going private for the first time in 36 years and will have to be approved on this purchase from stakeholders and regulatory authorities. CEO Andrew Wilson is not stepping down, and it seems that EA is continuing without pause in operations at the moment. Wilson stated, "Our creative and passionate teams at EA have delivered extraordinary experiences for hundreds of millions of fans, built some of the world's most iconic IP, and created significant value for our business. This moment is a powerful recognition of their remarkable work. Looking ahead, we will continue to push the boundaries of entertainment, sports, and technology unlocking new opportunities. Together with our partners, we will create transformative experiences to inspire generations to come. I am more energized than ever about the future we are building. Since this is a leveraged buyout, this means the deal is being paid with borrowed money. The firms buying EA will contribute $36 billion and the rest will be financed by loans. So now the concern is that the deal will result in $20 billion in debt, which would need to be paid by most likely from the revenue of EA's live service games. This would signify EA's focus on their live service games and existing titles like EA Sports FC, Madden, Battlefield, and Apex Legends, rather than developing new IPs or titles. Or as Andrew Wilson said, transformative actions. We've already seen the results of EA attempting to cut costs and maintain revenue by laying off 400 workers in May 2025. So I'm a bit concerned that this may lead to more layoffs. The feedback from fans and analysts have not been positive regarding this massive buyout. If everything goes according to plan, the deal will close in Q1 fiscal year 2027, which is September 27th, 2026 to December 26th, 2026. By the way, a report by the Financial Times has provided some more details about the future of EA under its new ownership and the extraordinary experiences and pushing the boundaries of tech and entertainment and sports and transformative experiences. All of that equates to using AI in games. According to the Financial Times, investors fully expect AI to cut EA's operating costs and, quote, manage a large debt load. So we're probably going to see a shift of AI in games where it might replace developers and voice actors, but we're not entirely sure yet. I don't know about you, but that's not really transformative to me. Well, unfortunately, now you're all caught up on the latest news on Saudi Arabia entering the game sphere. What do you think is going to happen to EA next year? What do you think is going to happen to EA next year? Let me know if I missed anything, and I'll see you in the next one.